All right. Happy Monday, everybody. And let's take a look at what's happening in the markets today. It's Monday, July 12th, and we want to take a look at what's moving the markets so you know the most important information for your trading day in 15 minutes. Now, last week was quite a week for the U.S. indices. Stocks finished at record highs. The major indices finished at record highs. And after a strong Friday, the major indices were able to end the week positive. So let's go ahead and take a look at the charts here. We'll bring up the Dow, and you'll see that the Dow just making a new record close. So not quite a record high, because on May 10th, the Dow was trading at 35,091, and on Friday, it closed at 34,870. But this is a record close for the Dow. So strong Friday. And if we take a look at the S&P, S&P closing at record highs. The NASDAQ closing with a new record close, just like the Dow. Not quite at all-time highs here, with July 7th at 14,891 being the all-time record. But record close for the major indices across the board, and a strong Friday help push the indices into positive territory for the week, where they were able to finish the week positive. Now, heading into the open, futures are a little bit mixed. So the NASDAQ is pointing to a higher start of 0.4%. Even the S&P pretty much flat, down 3 points, which is just about 0.1%. Not a whole lot of movement there. Mini Dow slightly lower, so down 0.3%. So right now, anyway, as we set up for the open, U.S. futures are showing that tech stocks, or the tech markets, the growth stocks, are pointing to a higher start and slightly positive, and the slower moving blue chips are slightly negative. So what's going on this week? What do we have to look forward to? There's actually a lot going on this week. Let's first take a look at the economic calendar. Here we see that on Monday, we have a 10-year bond auction. Now, the 10-year yields have been a real driver of tech stocks in particular. We talked about this, where the 10-year yield moves higher and the tech stocks, growth stocks, have a hard time. But if the 10-year yield's down, then growth stocks tend to take off. So there's a bond auction. These bond auctions usually don't have a huge impact on the markets, but because of the sensitivity over interest rates these days, it's labeled as an orange flag medium impact report. Now, tomorrow we do have a more significant report. We have core CPI, CPI data. This coming out pre-market before U.S. markets open at 8:30 Eastern time. So an hour before U.S. markets, we'll have core CPI data and CPI data. We also get the PPI data releases on Wednesday, July 14th. And we have Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying. Now, Jerome Powell, he's scheduled to testify 12 p.m. Eastern time. And we see that this is on the semi-annual monetary policy report before the House Financial Services Committee in Washington. So these testimonies are really a wild card. There's always a prepared statement, which market participants have access to, the media has access to before testimony. And then that Q&A is where every now and then you get some clarification on what the Fed's, you know, policy is, or what their future goals are. And if Powell, who's pretty sharp, but if he gets caught in some of that Q&A, you never know if he's going to say something that he doesn't intend to say. And that moves the market. So something to pay attention to, 12 on Wednesday. Thursday, there's continued testimony, this time in the morning. So at 9:30 Eastern, you have Powell testifying on the semi-annual monetary policy report before the Senate Banking Committee. So that's going on Thursday. And then on Friday, we get some retail sales numbers. So core retail sales and retail sales coming out an hour before markets open, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So pretty active economic calendar this week. But the other thing that's going on is the start of the second quarter earnings season. So earnings are back on the table. People are going to be watching earnings. This week, we have some bigger names. Banks usually kick off earnings. So Goldman Sachs tomorrow, JP Morgan Chase tomorrow, before the opening bell, Pepsi also tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we have Delta Airlines, Bank of America, Citigroup and Wells Fargo, BlackRock as well. So all before the open. So we get to start talking earnings again. And right now it sounds like it could be a pretty stellar earnings season. According to Refinitiv, S&P 500 companies are expected to be up 65% from the previous quarter, which would be the strongest earnings season or the strongest earnings growth that we've had since the fourth quarter of 2009 with the financial crisis. So could be a big, you know, quarter for earnings. Now we'll see if this is priced into the markets and if traders respond positively. So you want to trade what you see, not what you think, but it's setting up to be a pretty big earnings season for U.S. companies. So what else is going on? Let's take a look. Well, let's go to the charts again, and let's take a look at banks ahead of earnings. So again, kicking off tomorrow morning and then before the bell on Wednesday. But bank stocks are slightly lower this morning. So JP Morgan down 0.7%. So real big day on Friday, settling a little bit lower heading into the open. We also have Goldman Sachs reporting tomorrow before the bell, down 0.5%. So a little bit lower there for Goldman Sachs. Bank of America, about 0.5% lower heading into the open. They're reporting Wednesday. Citigroup's reporting Wednesday, about 0.6% lower. And Wells Fargo reporting Wednesday. Let's try that again. Wells Fargo, down about 0.8%. So Wells Fargo getting a little more heat heading into the open compared to the other bank stocks, but slightly lower open for banks as we get ready to kick off the trading week. Now, SPCE, Virgin Galactic. We have to talk about this one. So Virgin Galactic up 3% heading into the open. And this is actually down a little bit from where it was trading pre-market earlier. I want to say that I saw it was up 8-9% pre-market, but 3% before the opening bell is a pretty solid start for them. If you've been paying attention, CEO Richard Branson completed his test flight to space yesterday. It was the first flight for their vehicle with more than one passenger. So you could say he's the winner of the billionaire space race, beating both Musk and Bezos. Now, Jeff Bezos will take a ride on his company's Blue Origin craft this week. So he's going to be joining the party as well. And Branson's Galactic flight took him 50 miles above Earth, which the FAA says makes you an astronaut. But Bezos's flight is going to take him 62 miles above sea level, above this Kármán line, which is typically referred to as space, where space begins. So there's going to be a little competition between the two, of course. And, you know, in all fairness, you got to give Musk some credit, because rather than focusing on tourism, space tourism, he's trying to go even further and beyond and go to Mars. So he might not have the same desire to just be a little tourist. Nothing against the other guys. I think it's phenomenal. It's a huge accomplishment. And could you imagine just spacecraft flying all over the place? Branson even said that he expects this market to be a $1 trillion market, space tourism. So we'll see how that plays out when it really gets going. Now, let's take a look at Disney here. Disney, not really moving a whole lot pre-market, up 0.5%. But it's safe to say that movies are on their way back. Disney, they released Black Widow, a Marvel movie, over the weekend. Did well with an estimated $80 million in ticket sales throughout North America. Now, Disney also allowed Disney Plus customers or subscribers to stream the movie on the same day as the theater release for $30. Now, that brought in 2 million additional views. Well, we'll see if Disney decides to continue with that streaming, but it's a real decent start over the weekend. In fact, so $80 million in Black Widow ticket sales, and there was $117 million in ticket revenue over the weekend with North American theaters overall. 81% of theaters are open and operating in North America, but that $117 million over the weekend was the first time theaters went past the $100 million mark since the pandemic began. So it seems like people are ready to get back into the theaters. And even with that, you know, those streaming numbers, $2 million in revenue on streaming in the comfort of your own home, with your home theater and enjoying maybe a steak rather than popcorn. It looks like that $80 million in revenue, people want to go back to the theater. So that's probably a good sign for the theaters and the entertainment industry in general. Now let's take a look at a few other movers. So Cheesecake Factory. I know this is a popular restaurant, but I don't think I've ever been. And I don't know if that makes me a better person or worse person. I know some people love their Cheesecake Factory. I don't think I've ever been there. But a Cheesecake Factory, that is, up 2.5% heading into the open. Now, they got an analyst upgrade. So Raymond James upgraded them from market perform to market outperform. Their explanation for the upgrade, they said that they believe the market is underestimating the comeback for full service restaurants. So getting a little boost there, and we'll see if that also trickles over into other full service restaurants as well. Now, a few other stocks, travel stocks, interestingly enough, well, with the NASDAQ futures pointing to a higher start, Dow slightly lower. It looks like, in general, the reopening play, travel stocks, cruise lines, they are down just a little bit heading into the week. We could take a look at American Airlines. So American Airlines down 0.5%. And the airlines, if we go back to daily chart, really just having a rough couple of weeks. There were some staffing issues, some cancellations, but the truth is there's huge demand for travel right now. So interesting to see that, you know, since June, all through June and heading into July, airlines have had a rough time. So down 0.5%, 0.5% for American Airlines. Delta, D-A-L, the ticker. Delta down 0.7%. If we look at United, I think United's taken a bigger hit. United down 1.2% after, you know, pretty solid Friday for this group. So airlines having a bit of a rough start heading into the week, and we'll see where things go from there. Cruise lines also down a little bit. Carnival Corporation, Carnival Cruise Lines, down 1% pre-market, so heading into Monday, down just a little bit lower, sitting around $24 a share. We could take a look at Norwegian. NCLH is the ticker, and Norwegian down 1.2% pre-market. So Norwegian, you know, some of these cruise lines finding a little more of a range. Let's look at Royal Caribbean. There we go. Royal Caribbean down 1%. So airlines down about 0.5%, with United taking the most heat, down over 1%. It looks like the cruise lines are down about 1% as we head into the open. So not a lot changed here with futures. The E-mini NASDAQ creeping higher, E-mini S&P flat, Dow slightly lower, down 0.25%. But looks like tech stocks are going to start positive, and we'll see if the other major indices can catch up and where we go from here. But busy week overall, looking at that economic calendar, and also with earnings season kicking off tomorrow before the bell. So that's going to do it for our stock market update. Remember, trade what you see, not what you think. Happy trading, everybody.